Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Rick Mars, a professor at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. The New Testament reading for today is from John chapter 5, verses 1 through 18. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the Sheep Gate a pool, in Aramaic called Bethesda, which has five roofed colonnades. In these lay a multitude of invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there who had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be healed?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, and while I am going, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Get up. Take up your bed and walk." And at once the man was healed, and he took up his bed and walked. Now that day was the Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath, and it is not lawful for you to take up your bed." But he answered them, "The man who healed me, that man said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Take up your bed and walk'?" Now the man who had been healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn, as there was a crowd in the place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you are well. Sin no more, that nothing worse may happen to you." The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had healed him. And this was why the Jews were persecuting Jesus, because he was doing these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, "My Father is working until now, and I am working." This was why the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Jesus is always there. Maybe not in the timeline that people, that we desire, but he is always there. Jesus comes to Jerusalem, to the pool of Bethesda, and he finds the man who had been an invalid for 38 years. I think it's safe to assume this man had been praying for healing for 38 years. Before Jesus had even been born into this world, the Lord was not on the healing timeline the man had wanted. But now, early in his public ministry, he is actively healing many and becoming well known among the Jewish leaders also. Jesus was not working on their timeline either. He was healing on the Sabbath. The Lord had said in the Ten Commandments in Exodus chapter 20, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." The Jews were commanded to rest from their regular labors and to focus on how God had created them and rescued them from slavery. But the Jewish leaders of Jesus' time had added to this commandment. Jesus had come to heal, and he was going to heal even if it didn't fit into the leaders' timeline. Many of us pray for healing for ourselves and for our loved ones. Many of us suffer from various disabilities, long-term illnesses, or mental disorders like depression and anxiety. We pray, but it doesn't sometimes seem like Jesus is working, at least not on our timeline. But this text, along with all of the Gospels and epistles of the New Testament, remind us again and again, that Jesus is always there for us through the struggles we're going through in this life. The Son of God, equal to God the Father, very God of very God, begotten, not made, was incarnate. That is, he became fully human at just the right time for the invalid man, and for you, and for me. Isaiah 53, "Surely he, the suffering servant who would become the Christ, surely he has borne our diseases and carried our sorrows. By his wounds we are healed, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. A couple of years after Jesus healed this man in John 5, the Jewish leaders arrested Jesus and took him before Pilate, who crucified him. They thought if they could just execute him, then their timeline and their control would be restored. But Jesus had another timeline, another ending to this story for all who trust in him for their permanent, eternal healing. 3 days after his death, God the Father raised him from the dead. A few verses later after our text, verse 21 in chapter 5, Jesus spoke of the ultimate timeline. Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming, and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live." May the Lord grant us all patient faith as we await his ultimate timeline of healing and resurrection on the day when we all hear his voice again. Our prayer of the day. Almighty and everlasting God, you kindled the flame of your love in the heart of your holy martyr, Valentinus. Grant to us, your humble servants, a like faith and the power of love, that we who rejoice in Christ's triumph may embody his love in our lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.